Two police officers have been discharged from the hospital following last night's shooting during protests in Ferguson. The family of Michael Brown, the city of Ferguson, and Attorney General Eric Holder have released statements condemning the violence, and police launched an immediate investigation throughout the area. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin spoke with Pastor Willis Johnson, who leads the Wellspring Church in Ferguson.
Those acts are not part of protests. Shooting and victimizing, destruction of property, instances of vandalism, disrespect of people and property is not in itself protest. And it's definitely not part of the nonviolent, civil disobedient framing that most participants adhere to.
I remember seeing you out there back during the protests in the summer, and I remember how hard that was, how protesters would be on one side, police on the other, and I think that all of us were just like, please, no one get hurt.
The probability or possibility of it at many times over these last many months has been high. I think that is probably what is most disheartening, because at a point where we've been at our most contentious and most vulnerable selves, that it did not occur. Thanks to God for that. And yet at this point, it has occurred, and it particularly happens at a moment where there is some momentum, beginning efforts of addressing the systematic nature of what we thought led to these concerns, and obviously that have been well documented in the life of this community and its policing and even in its management. To have this kind of setback is very discouraging for many of us, and to have something that could, if we allow it to, not only escalate, but then also further, in some cases, splinter us, is unfortunate.
You're a resident of Ferguson, and over these past 7 months, what has the relationship been between residents and the police?
Many people respect that police officers have a tough job. They have a challenging responsibility, and yet they very much represent a system that is been found to be egregious, oppressive, malicious, irresponsible, and predatory towards much of its citizenry. And that alone will create the tension that we have. There's a lot of mistrust, and then there, just as much as there is a lot of optimism and trust in that same group of individuals in the system.
Where do you go from here? What's next?
There has to be a collective voice of consciousness and of some sense of commitment to acting in ways that bring us together, and that while we challenge each other, we hold each other accountable, and yet we remain answerable to each other and to the situations. It's time for the citizenry of Ferguson to be respected, so that those who do come to our community come alongside of and not push aside. And that's the echoing of voice and of concern that I wanted to raise, been asked to raise, have felt necessity to raise.
That was Pastor Willis Johnson, who leads the Wellspring Church in Ferguson. To read more from Pastor Johnson, as well as community reaction to the events last night, visit our website at stlpublicradio.org.